From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now some sounds from the alternative music scene in Egypt. Pop music there is dominated by slickly packaged songs and videos. A few bands are providing an alternative. One of them is called Black Tema. It combines Nubian rhythms with R&B, hip-hop, reggae, and other African-influenced sounds. Lyrics are sung in colloquial Egyptian Arabic. Black Tema has almost no money and not a single CD to its name. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, the band still manages to pack every show with adoring fans.
Getting to hear Black Tema isn't easy, even for Kyrenes with a taste for music found off the beaten path. The band's shows are not heavily advertised, and they have almost no recordings to speak of. The band refuses to work inside the commercial music industry, preferring to painstakingly save money to produce its own recordings, one at a time, with the help of friends and supporters. This song, Harasan, is one of the few studio-quality recordings that exists. Until the band's financial situation improves, Black Tema fans have to content themselves with seeking out their irregularly scheduled live shows. And they do, forming an avid underground following that packs venues such as the El Sawi Cultural Center along the banks of the Nile River, where they sing along with songs apparently learned from very low-fidelity amateur live recordings passed around on the internet. This song, Sheraton, is one of the band's most popular. Its lyrics, sung in a shorthand that assumes a lot of local knowledge, describe an early morning Cairo scene as ordinary Egyptians walk home to their poor neighborhoods, shuffling past the tourist-filled towers of the five-star hotels that line the Nile. Nubian actor Amir Salahuddin is one of three singers who front the band. He says they take their name, a stylization of black theme, seriously, as they do their goal of avoiding standard pop music cliches in their lyrics.
What Black Tema does is that they combine the music from all different black people in the world, like reggae, jazz, blues, rap, hip-hop, and Nubian, but it's also in colloquial Egyptian language.
In other words, don't expect high poetry or anthems to black power. What Black Tema provides are very personal, street-level views of Egyptian life. Singer Mohamed Abdo, who met Salahuddin through theater work, says they try to celebrate the black experience in Egypt through their music.
It means being special, and being dark-skinned in Egypt is always connected to the South, and people from the South have their own character, their own culture, even their tone of voice is different.
Ancient Nubia included much of northern Sudan and southern Egypt, and dark-skinned Egyptians are invariably referred to as Nubians. Traditionally, they were given menial or servants' jobs. But Black Tema doesn't want to be mistaken for a protest band. A song called Magnoon, Egyptian for crazy, features one of the band's most popular musicians, violinist Mohamed Sami. For now, the only available version is this amateur recording posted by a fan on the YouTube website. Amir Salahuddin says young Egyptians are familiar with alternative bands from other countries, and they're eager to embrace a homegrown group that bypasses the music industry to speak directly to them.
When they found a band here that achieves this, so they said, yeah, we should support this band.
While mainstream Egyptian singers may croon about starry-eyed love and teenage heartbreak, a character in a Black Tema song responds to his fiancé's question about marriage by saying, why not ask me about the corrupt politicians who stole my dreams, or about wealthy countries with children sleeping under bridges? Salahuddin says Black Tema's amazingly loyal fans, who flock to concerts that cost around $2 to attend, have reinforced his desire to pursue this so far unprofitable style of music making.
We're not into this to be famous, because if he had wanted to be famous, we could have done one of just a Nubian song, and we dress like Nubians and we do the Nubian dance and we could have been famous, but we're trying to do the thing that we believe in, the thing that goes straight to the heart of people.
Music critics say it's not clear that Black Tema could have achieved instant fame by sticking to traditional Nubian folk songs. But it is clear that the band has tapped into a hunger among young Egyptians for something that feels authentic to them today. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.